Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds today. Highs in the mid-80s and a wind out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight will fall into the 60s. We'll have some clouds early on, but generally clear by early tomorrow morning and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, just a few passing clouds. Highs around 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And I expect the heat to peak tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures will eventually come down by middle of the week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
68 degrees at the Wharf in D.C., 70 in Oxon Hill, 69 in Sterling at 11:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day, I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up, an arrest and a victim ID'd after a violent weekend in D.C. A suspect is in custody after a stabbing death outside Audi Field.
An arrest of an Arlington Schools employee on child porn charges. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why D.C.'s most popular dog breed is fit for the city. I'm Gigi Barnett.
String of tornadoes hit the Midwest. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. A new CBS News survey is out and finds President Biden and former President Trump are in a close fight for three battleground states.
I'm Peter King. Donald Trump and Joe Biden won all three states in their victory years, but right now,
President Biden leads Donald Trump by 2 points in Michigan, while Trump has a 1-point edge over Biden in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin.
CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
It seems this campaign might be an argument about who is the less bad option. Neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump elicit much in the way of positive feelings from voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin.
The survey says negative views of the economy are helping Trump, while issues including abortion are keeping Mr. Biden competitive.
Biden's age has also been a big issue, which he laughed off last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Former Vice President Mike Pence declared last month that he would not back Trump in November over a wide range of issues, including January 6. The city of Sulphur, just outside of Oklahoma City, is now reporting significant damage this morning from strong tornadoes. KWTV reporter Addie Crawford is there.
Downtown Sulphur took a direct hit. Several homes, structures damaged, including the town's post office. Sheriff's office also says several injuries.
At least one person died in nearby Holdenville. The National Weather Service reporting severe damage in parts of Nebraska and Iowa as well. A 16-year-old's in custody now in Sanford, Florida, near Orlando, for allegedly shooting people during a fight outside a nightclub early this morning. Deputies say as many as 10 people were injured there. Diplomatic efforts to end the war in Gaza have intensified now with new Hamas footage of two more hostages. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
There's been a sense in Israel, among many Israelis, that the government has not done enough to get the hostages freed, has not taken seriously some of the proposals that were put on the table. And this kind of galvanized that camp to say, look, there are still some of them at least alive.
Hannah Siegel tells Face the Nation her uncle Keith is one of them.
This is the first time that we're seeing him, that we're hearing him. It's surreal.
Hamas is still believed to be holding 133 hostages in Gaza, including several Americans.
Non dimentichiamo che tutti abbiamo errori.
Pope Francis is in Venice, Italy today, visiting inmates at a women's prison. He also stopped by an exhibit set up by the Vatican there that highlights the poor and neglected. It's the pontiff's first trip outside Rome this year. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 at WTOP. A lovely Sunday afternoon, April 28th. We're at 72 degrees. We'll see the 80s today. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for making us part of your weekend. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you. We are learning new information after several violent incidents at D.C. nightclubs this weekend. Police have now identified a man killed at a bar in the U Street corridor.
D.C. police say they found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. He was shot multiple times. Despite efforts to save his life, the Salisbury, Maryland man died at the scene. Police are looking for two men in connection with the shooting. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and got away on a motorcycle. They have arrested a person after a separate shooting Friday night at the Decades Club in DuPont Circle. A 29-year-old Prince George's County man is facing charges, including assault with the intent to kill. Six people were hurt. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
It's an all clear at American University after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Just before 6 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported somebody on that vehicle pointing a weapon in their direction. A campus police officer saw someone matching the description walking towards the area, which initiated the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who made an arrest. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. Also in the district, police say a suspect is in custody after a man was stabbed to death outside Audi Field on Saturday. The incident happened about 6:30 p.m. It's at the intersection of 1st and T Street Southwest, just an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game. Team officials say the incident did not change the kickoff time for the event. They're also working with investigators. In Arlington County, an employee with the school district is under arrest on child pornography charges. We get the latest from WTOP's Dick Giuliano, who says authorities are searching for any additional victims.
Arlington Public Schools extended day employee, 18-year-old Matthew Pineda of Fairfax County, is charged with displaying pornography to three children. Pineda was assigned to Abington Elementary School. The public school system says its extended day program provides a safe, enriching, and fun environment before and after school for more than 4,000 kids. Police say their investigation began April 19th. Pineda is being held without bond on charges of possession of child porn and assault and battery. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
12:05. How and when students can use cell phones in school can be a contentious issue. Loudoun County School Board wants to hear from parents about a new draft policy they're working on. We get more from WTOP's Neil Augenstein, who says there's limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school off and away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
It really limits it to its off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation, where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A reinvented diner experience with a menu of classic American favorites and plant-based options at Silver Diner. It's lunch redefined. WTOP presents Free Lunch Friday. It's courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter for your chance to win free lunch at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch. Free Lunch Friday, applicable to dine-in lunch only at participating locations. Coming up on WTOP, Amazon Prime continues to add members. We'll take an inside look at why. We got traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
1208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Good afternoon, Ralph Fox. Starting off on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway leaving Montgomery County. Looks like we do have a crash on the inner loop ramp to go to northbound I-95. Do use a bit of caution. Staying in Montgomery County, we're still dealing with a stuck railroad gate that's in the down position in the Rockville area. It's affecting the traffic on Randolph Road right near Nebel Street. So if you're heading eastbound on Randolph Road All traffic must turn onto Nebel Street. If you're on the other side of the tracks heading westbound on Randolph, you have to make turns over on Park Lawn Drive. Montgomery County Police have the flares up. CSX has been notified and currently on the case. Not sure when the gates are going to be fixed. Now, in Prince George's County, we are a bit slow on the outer loop. 214, it's slow all the way up to the BW Parkway. And for now, traffic moving nicely on 95 between the two beltways. Northbound on the BW Parkway, the volume delays contained outside the beltway up to Route 32. 270 in decent shape. No problems from the I-70 corridor all the way down to the lane divide in Bethesda. But we're still seeing a bit of a delay on the eastbound side of Route 50 approaching the eastbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Earlier crash activity on the eastbound span has been cleared. We're back to a normal configuration. Two lanes open eastbound, three going westbound. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Steve Drisner, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking that forecast, warm weather begins today. Temperatures in the 80s this afternoon. That fog continues to burn off from this morning. And we'll see those sunny skies with just a few passing clouds over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, it's even warmer at 90 degrees. If we get to 90, it'll be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. And about 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule for the average first time of reaching 90. Once we go into the rest of the week, Tuesday will be close to 90 again. Then temperatures slowly come down into the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
It is nice out for sure. 71 degrees in Springfield. Farragut Square at 72. Laurel at 72 as well. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Tom Busby.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. 180 million Americans now subscribe to Amazon Prime, 8% more than a year ago, and the most ever.
You know, it seems like people just can't live without Amazon Prime.
That's Bloomberg tech reporter Spencer Soper, and he says there's some good reasons why Amazon Prime keeps adding customers, willing to pay $140 a year for the service.
The primary draw is going to be fast shipping and the vast assortment of goods. So if there's something you need, you're most likely going to be able to find it on Amazon, even if you can't find it in a nearby store. And you're going to be able to have it delivered pretty quickly.
Now, that membership also includes the Prime streaming TV service.
All your streaming in one app with one password, Prime Video.
It added Thursday night NFL games this past year, which likely prompted a lot more men to sign up. And it's negotiating for even more live sporting events like NBA games and pro soccer matches. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tom Busby on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, it's nice out for us today, but millions of people in the U.S. are at risk for severe weather. They've been getting it all weekend. We'll keep you up to date. 12:12.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party. You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
12:13.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Coming up, once upon a time, it was around the world in 90 days. Now it's 90 minutes. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Chrissy, clinical director at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. We don't just restore smiles, we restore lives. Cascades One delivers the best and latest in implant dentistry. In as little as one day, your new teeth will look, feel, and function just like your own healthy, natural teeth. Our in-house lab means your full mouth implant restoration isn't just a procedure. It's a personalized work of art done in one day. Cascades One, one office, one doctor, one price. Call us at 866-25-SLEEP or visit cascadesone.com.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 12:15. Hope you're making the most of this beautiful Sunday afternoon. While we make the most of that forecast here, severe weather is expected again today for areas of middle America already wrecked by destructive tornadoes. Officials in Sulphur, Oklahoma, reporting at least one tornado-related death. Reporter Brad Gibson joined our Lynn Bowie from Oklahoma earlier.
It was a rough day in Oklahoma Saturday and into early Sunday, maybe 20 tornadoes. And at one point last night, there were six tornado warnings in effect at the same time. It got extremely bad around 10 p.m. Eastern time last night, and tornadoes in central Oklahoma, in and around Oklahoma City, just exploded in highly populated areas. So it's a mess through Oklahoma with multiple injuries this morning, but surprisingly, just one reported death, which is a testament, I think, to Oklahoma's being weather aware constantly about being prepared to take shelter.
The sun is now up. People are getting their day started. What kind of storm damage are you seeing where you are?
The worst damage is near me in the town of Sulphur, Oklahoma. Population 5,000. It's about 85 miles south of Oklahoma City and near the Texas border. It took a direct hit late Saturday. At least 20 injuries there. There were multiple people trapped, and the town suffered extreme damage from multiple tornadoes. It just wasn't hit once by a tornado. It was hit a second time. The town was under tornado warning several times through the night. Many buildings have been completely leveled there. There's some damage in Ardmore, Oklahoma, which is about 100 miles south of Oklahoma City. But really surprisingly, if you look at the video of this tornado, estimates are it was an EF3 tornado, multiple injuries, but no really major damage and no deaths. And so there's significant damage there to a nursing home and parts of the city hospital. So it's a mess across Oklahoma as daybreak arrives, but the severe weather is not over for this area today. The forecast is for more storms this afternoon, but nothing as severe as what we saw Saturday.
Again, that's reporter Brad Gibson. The Dulles Greenway hosts its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next week. It's Saturday. WTOP Sandy Kozel explains what that means for participants and those who normally drive that route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. As you just heard, severe weather is forecast from Texas up to Michigan today. A new poll shows three key states are dead even for the November presidential race. And with protesters lined up outside the event, it was jokes galore inside at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner at the Washington Hilton. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. traffic and weather on the 8s. Over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Maryland on the inner loop ramp to go to northbound I-95 leaving Montgomery County. Looks like we have some incident on the ramp causing a bit of a slowdown. Outer loop in Prince George's County. We remain slow 214 up through the area of the BW Parkway with the volume delay. And over on I-95, off and on delays on the southbound side leaving Route 100. It's going to be slow all the way down to the area of Route 200, the ICC. Now, in Gaithersburg, eastbound 370 looks like right near the 355 exit, exit 2. Right side currently blocked for the crash. BW Parkway northbound delays beginning at 197. A better ride once you're north of 198. No current issues right now along the 29 corridor, but eastbound Route 50 heading to the eastbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, about a mile and a half delay just to get you to that eastbound span. Once you're on the span, it is going to be slow. Both lanes are currently open, so we have two lanes open eastbound, three available over on the westbound side. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Just text RADIO to 83393. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now we take a look at your weather forecast. Hopefully we can get some more of this ahead. Here is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Sunday forecast, sunshine and a few passing clouds, temperatures way above the average. This time of year in the mid-80s, we should be at 73. 86 is the forecast for today with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s, so a mild start to your Monday morning. Tomorrow afternoon, near 90 degrees. If we reach 90, it will be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
72 degrees in Tysons. We're at 75 in Waldorf. Lafont Plaza at 70 degrees. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP.
They may never have a moment alone, but a new study shows many parents feel lonely. I'm Jenny Glick.
More news in 60 seconds.
So, my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
Lots of things can spin. Windmills, hula hoops, a hamster wheel, your clothes in a dryer. But only one can give you a chance to win up to $250,000. Play the Big Spin Scratch-Off from the Maryland Lottery. You could win up to $50,000 instantly. But that's not all. Uncover a Big Spin symbol, and you could find yourself spinning the Big Spin wheel at lottery headquarters for $50,000 to $250,000. So take a spin to your favorite lottery retailer and pick up the Big Spin Scratch-Off today. Please play responsibly.
This is WTOP News.
12:22 on your Sunday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for taking us along at this hour. Well, many parents devote their spare time to their kids, and there's a common complaint coming from them. We get the answer from WTOP's Jenny Glick.
A new Ohio State University study finds 66% of moms and dads report feeling isolated and lonely, with 4 out of 5 saying they would like to connect with other parents. Researcher Kate Golick tells the NBC Today show it is both appropriate and essential for parents to take their own time outs.
This is the message to parents, is that it is not selfish to need things for yourself that are outside of your kids. Parents aren't healthy, kids aren't healthy, and that is the bottom line.
Beyond the timeouts, researchers suggest joining parenting or school groups to meet other parents and pulling your kids off electronics and out of bedrooms. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
Imagine going around the world in an hour and a half. One spacecraft does that every single day.
The International Space Station orbits the Earth about every 90 minutes. So if you see it pass overhead, it'll be on the other side of planet Earth in less than an hour and a half. Wow. I'm Kim Commando for Keeper Security, the password manager accessible from any device. Get a discounted personal or family plan your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Let's get space nerdy. The ISS is home for astronauts who conduct scientific research under microgravity conditions. You might not realize it, but the ISS is huge, about the size of a football field. Its large solar panels and other metallic surfaces are highly reflective, which is why when sunlight hits the station, it's possible to see it here on Earth. Want to try it for yourself? Go to spotthestation.nasa.gov or use an app like ISS Detector to find when the ISS is visible in your area. Again, that's spotthestation.nasa.gov or the ISS Detector app. To get ahead in life, you need to be tech smart. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
The world's oldest known wild bird is chatting up possible suitors at a Pacific Ocean wildlife refuge.
Wisdom, recognized by our well-known band number Z333, is thought to be 72 years old. Jonathan Pisner, a wildlife biologist at the National Wildlife Refuge in the North Pacific Ocean, told the British news service, SWNS, Wisdom was spotted socializing with male birds in March. Her longtime mate, Akia Kami, hasn't been seen during the last two nesting seasons. Wisdom is one of millions of seabirds that return each year to nest and raise their young. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
We've got Rob Woodfork in the sports page just ahead.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at the sports page. Here's Rob Woodfork.
All right, the D.C. Defenders underway at Audi Field in the leadoff game of today's UFL slate. St. Louis got a touchdown catch from Baltimore native Hakeem Butler. They lead 8-0 in the first quarter, and Battlehawks just blocked a punt, setting up a short field in what is a rough start so far for D.C. Meanwhile, the Commanders continue to receive high draft grades for their class of 2024. Next Gen Stats ranked Washington's draft the NFL's best, assistant GM Lance Newmark.
When we took basically every player we took, I felt like it was a great situation in terms of value, and I don't feel like we reached or did anything in terms of like desperation or need. I felt like the players that we took made sense for us at the end there. I felt like we got good value on all of them.
The Nationals send Patrick Corbin to the mound in Miami next hour in search of his first victory of 2024 and the Nats' third straight win over the Marlins. The Capitals fight for their playoff lives tonight at Capital One Arena down